Hey everyone, welcome to episode 3. So today's topic, side projects, is intertwined with an announcement that I have for you guys. So as you may or may not know, I have a side business called Ninjality. I'm a co-founder. Kyle McDonald and I founded it a couple years ago. And a couple days ago, he came to the team with an idea for Ninjality. So let me rewind a little bit here and talk about what Ninjality is. And now we're rebranding today, or kind of change. We're pivoting what our goal and idea is. But before that, we're pretty much a web design firm. That's what Ninjality was. And we also do a couple different things, like we do open source work, and we'll write tutorials for other developers. But for the most part, the public face of Ninjality is a web design firm. We do work for clients if they need a website or something like that. And and Kyle came to us, came to the team one day, and he's like, hey, I have this idea I think that could work, because for the most part, I'm proud of Ninjality in many ways, but as far as a successful business, it's definitely got a lot of room to improve. So Kyle came and he said, hey, I have this idea, why not offer free web development consulting? Now, as with any idea, I usually try to critique it as much as possible, because I want to iron out as many issues with ideas possible. Like, think about, okay, is this already out? Like, someone else doing this? How easy would this be to implement? The idea of free, I at first also did not like, because a lot of people kind of associate that with cheap or not premium. So I wasn't really sure about that, but we went back kind of back and forth, and it actually came out to be a pretty good idea, I think. Obviously, it might not succeed, but we're trying it. We're trying something different, because what we're currently doing is not working. So that's why we're doing this pivot here. So if you go to Ninjality.com right now, I released this yesterday, it will say, free web development consulting with no catch. Why not give it a try? And that's really the main premise. It's the fact that it is free means that you have nothing to lose, or whoever wants the service, they really have nothing to lose. There is no commitment. You don't have to pay anything. The idea is it's free consulting. So if you have a problem, web development related problem with a website or an app or something, you could be a developer, you could be something who needs a website, whatever it is, we'll offer advice or a solution. Be like, hey, this is the solution to this problem. You can run away with it, we don't care. But you can, since we already know the solution to the problem, you can just come to us, and we'll can get it done for you, right? You have to pay at that point. So we're not offering free work necessarily, free development, but we are offering essentially free advice, and a free, a free solution to what your problem is, but you do have to still pay to implement. And the way I view that is, there really is no cash. Like, you have nothing to lose, no commitments, nothing. You can still use us, you can go to someone else, whichever is fine with us. So this idea of what Ninjality is, or what I've been doing with Ninjality and other projects that I'm working on, I thought, well, how do people find time, right? Because I have a full-time job, because I need, everyone needs money to do what they need. And it's hard to find time, right? I think a lot of it kind of just goes down to passion, which I'll talk about in the next segment, because I'm running out of time. I'll have to do that on my commute back from work. But yeah, I just wanted to make that announcement. Check it out. It's ninjality.com. That's ninja, ALITY.com. And I'll be talking about side projects and, how to find that passion or motivation to work on side projects, and how should you really execute instead of just, thinking that you're doing work when you're really not. So yeah, thanks for listening to this segment. Stay tuned for when I talk about side projects. All right, welcome back. So to segue into talking about side projects, want to talk about three different things. So one is how to stay motivated to work on a side project. Two is how to get into starting a side project if you're thinking about it. And three, how to actually get stuff done. So this is really gonna be like straight to the point. Personally, in terms of motivation, I think passion is really important. If you don't enjoy what you're doing in your spare time, then I don't think it really makes sense to continue doing that. So if you're passionate about what you're doing, then I think naturally, you know, you're going to enjoy doing it and you're going to want to do it. Like you're going to want to work on your project. So it's pretty simple there. You know, I enjoy coding, I enjoy releasing products, so after work, you know, I enjoy coming home and working on a project and writing code and thinking about, you know, the whole process of releasing that product. So, yeah, so find a passion in what you're doing. And this goes along with the second point, and, you know, if you're looking to get started into working on a side project, find what you're passionate about, and then, you know, think about something that you could do. So if you're passionate about coding, then, you know, build something, write some code for something. Could be open source, could be a framework, could be a web app, whatever. And maybe you enjoy writing. Like, it doesn't have to be within your, like, main industry, right? Maybe you enjoy writing, so you could open a blog, you can write a book. There are many different things you can do there. You could do a podcast, right? So find what you're passionate about. Really, I think the main thing is you should enjoy what you're doing so that naturally that can grow into potentially something bigger. And then, you know, you can move to doing that full time. Like, that's really, I think, the amazing thing. Like, the reason why I love doing this is that, you know, being able to work full time on something that's yours and something that you enjoy is pretty amazing. So, you know, I think, like, if that's your goal that you're striving for, then that potentially could keep you motivated. But yeah, just like finding the passion in what you do, I think, is very important. And finally, you know, how do you actually get stuff done? Like, it's really, you know, this is something that I think many people do have trouble figuring out. Like, I'm saying that because I've personally had that issue, and I've kind of deceived myself a couple times in terms of getting stuff done. You know, this kind of goes along with the first episode I did talking about burnout. You know, sometimes you just kind of lose the energy to do what you're doing. You know, like, oh man, it's a lot of work. Because even if you enjoy doing it, even if you have the passion for it, like, building out a full product is no easy task, right? Especially if you're doing it on a small team, but even on a larger one, like, there's other things that could stress you out and stop you from doing the work. So the way I look at it is you have to, like, kind of look at your goal. And there's a bunch of tips that I gave during that burnout episode that I think are useful here. You know, so, like, one of them is to break up the work that you're doing so that you don't feel overwhelmed over all the work that you're doing. But the other thing I would say, something that I implemented myself recently, is I decided, okay, so I can't, like, deceive myself any longer thinking that I'm actually, you know, completing my side projects, like, actually having, you know, having, like, projects that I'm a part of, but I'm not necessarily releasing or having them be successful. I think the most important thing is, like, okay, you have this goal, like, set a goal, release a product in a month or 2 months, 3 months, whatever. It could be even a year. And then list out all the things you need to do to get that done, and then do them. And if you feel like you're starting to get lazy, think about, well, okay, I still need to do these things to get to my goal, right? Think about your goal and I think naturally you'll realize all the work you need to get done to do it. So yeah, hopefully that helped, and I'll see you guys later. Okay, I lied. It's not the end of the podcast just yet. I want to add in a couple call-ins here and do maybe some responses to them. And hopefully this episode made sense. I feel like in some ways it was a little all over the place, but again, this is something that I'm still trying to improve upon. And you know, you might notice that I'm doing this in multiple segments now. So, you know, so podcasts are not just 5 minutes anymore. They're, you know, 10 or 15 minutes. Not always going to be the case, but sometimes I think it just makes sense to split these up. So, yeah, so here are a couple of call-ins. Hope you guys enjoy.
Hey, how's it going, man? So I am really interested in hearing about this whole Ninjanality thing. It sounds pretty cool. I did a little bit of research on it, but also I wanted to say happy 4th of July to you as well. And if you ever have any questions about cannabis or the cannabis industry, feel free to give me a call and we can talk about it publicly or privately, on the air or off the air, it does not matter. Totally up to you. Just let me know. Have a fantastic night.
Hey Sonny, it's Leon from Digital Bounds here. I want to talk about your web apps segment that you had going. I strongly disagree with it. So web apps are always the like contentious point in the internet. Everyone says web apps are the next iteration of the web and apps. But it's not true. Apps are going to become like a core part of our world. Yes, like Slack and other apps just rewrap together the website and package them in apps for like Windows and iOS and Android, but they're not as powerful as something that would be built on OS with a code that's better there. So it's just something that needs to be understood, that you're not going to have this web apps future that you really, really want.
From the first guy, I know it's kind of promotional, but still appreciate your thoughts. Thanks for looking into Ninjality. Part of this episode is about Ninjality, so hopefully you have a listen to that. I'm personally not interested in cannabis, but I guess if anyone else is, hit that guy up. And for Leon's call-in regarding web apps and how I'm completely wrong, I somewhat agree, because my thing is, when I posted that, I knew it was going to be controversial in some ways, and I also knew that, you know, even though I feel strongly about this, it's all an opinion that's based on some, you know, some observances that I've seen, especially in regards to progressive web apps and things like the new Twitter mobile app, like which I've used recently, and aside from the some differences, I could totally use that every day. I know it's anecdotal, but I know that like it's very opinionated and it's failed in the past. Like this whole web app feature has been talked about many times. I think the main thing I wanted to get across is that currently, like this whole, especially with progressive web apps and how fast the web platform is growing, and you know, and all that, like I think that's the main thing that makes me think that web apps can actually be a success in the next couple years. But yeah, I could totally be wrong, but still interesting to talk about. I would love to talk about it on the Digital Bounce podcast. I don't know if anyone knows, but I do co-host that podcast, so would love for that to be an episode. But yeah, I mean, I appreciate, you know, a completely different opinion, because I think that makes topics like these really interesting. So I'll leave it at that. You know, I could be completely wrong and I completely understand that. But I'm hoping that, you know, I hope that I made some good points in what I said, because I don't think I'm just saying like, oh man, I would love to for web apps to be the future. No, I'm fine if native apps are the future and remain to be the future, but I think from what I've seen, web apps, I think, could really change the landscape, especially with how things have been going recently. So I think I'll leave it at that. Again, appreciate any call-ins. Would love some call-ins on my side project episode that you're listening to right now. So please follow me on Twitter. That's SunnySinghIO. That's SunnySinghIO. Follow me there. Check out ninjality.com. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye.